Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Limits, what is your excitement level for the national championship game? 1 to 5. 1, you wouldn't watch it if it was in your backyard. 5, man, if you could fly there right now, you would go watch the game in person. You're so excited.
0.
Really?
I have no
interest.
You're
not watching?
No, well, I shouldn't say that. More like 1.5. 2.
Because your Penn State Nittany Lions were eliminated?
That's part of it. I also feel like Ohio State is not a likable team. Just at least to me, I don't feel like, and nobody's talking about it. Like, we've barely talked about it. There's so much going on, whether it was the NFL playoffs yesterday. There's a lot going on in the world right now, whether it be the world of sports and everything else. There was Pirate Fest this weekend. It doesn't seem like on a national perspective, especially, people are talking about college football. And we were talking, is it good for college football that Notre Dame is good? Doesn't seem like it's changed the amount that the sport is being discussed nationally. Like, it's
what
not
were the
here.
Ratings like for the college football playoff? Do you know?
I know that the Penn State-Notre Dame game did not get nearly as much numbers as previous games did, typically do.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State and Texas received more. Also think that it maybe helped that Texas had a home game for that, and Ohio State is Ohio State. It's a top 2-3 brand in all of college football.
Well, the semifinals, just to interject here from Front Office Sports, the college football semifinal TV ratings dropped 17%.
Yes.
From last year.
I also don't think it's going to be a good game. So I think Ohio State's going to win by multiple scores, probably 2 scores, and maybe Notre Dame will score a late touchdown to make it close.
Yeah, I can't say I'm overly excited for it either. I am going to tune in, though, and for some reason...
I'll watch.
For some reason... I actually do feel that college football is better when Notre Dame is good. I really do. Maybe that's just the mythology surrounding Notre Dame limits, but there's something about those helmets.
I understand it.
There's something about the magic of Notre Dame. Are people apathetic to them, or do they still inspire emotion, whether it's love or hate? I think they still inspire it.
I think there's a lot of love or hate there for Notre Dame.
Who are you rooting for in this game?
Notre Dame,
yeah.
And that I'm not like a big Notre Dame fan, but I don't want to see Ohio State win.
I don't even like Notre Dame.
No,
I don't
really either.
I don't like the fact that they're independent, that they don't have to play a conference championship game, that they've been treated. It's like the way NFL refs treat Mahomes.
No, I went to a game there a couple of years ago, checked out the grotto, walked around. It's awesome. Like, it is a very cool scene and a really cool campus.
Did you eat in the cafeteria?
No.
Limits. That's the cafeteria from the Harry Potter movies. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
But if you would have known that, would you have eaten there?
Probably not. I'm not a Harry Potter fan.
Oh.
The grotto, though, really cool at Notre Dame. It's very peaceful, very silent. Probably the most at peace I've been, like, at a monument.
Aaron Rodgers may spend the next month there deciding what he's going to do with his future.
For his own darkness retreat inside the monument. He might sit himself next to all the candles and just sit there at Notre Dame and ponder.
Aaron Rodgers, I have not liked for a long time, but I started to like him more after the Netflix special. Did you watch it?
Not yet.
I like the stuff that he does. These darkness retreats and these wild, you know, like groups he joins and goes on these...
the ayahuasca or whatever they call it.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
I've always been a Rodgers fan. I wouldn't want him on the Steelers now. I did a couple of years ago when he was still winning MVPs. He is a one-of-a-kind soul. There's no doubt about that. I wonder what he would do for the Steelers locker room.
You should see some of the stuff he does.
Oh, I'm aware of it.
Well, but there's behind-the-scenes footage in this Netflix special. I've never seen anything like it. I love it. But I don't like Notre Dame, but I'm rooting for them. I like their helmets.
Is it anti-Ohio State or is it pro-Notre Dame?
I don't like Ohio State. I grew up a Michigan fan. One of my first memories was Michigan-Ohio State tying 10-10 and the Big Ten committee sending Ohio State to the Rose Bowl. And even as a savvy young news hound, perhaps 7 years old, 8 years old, I was outraged by that. I was attracted to Michigan's helmets and their color scheme. And I did a book report in sixth grade on Wolverines. I love them so much. Did you know that, Limit?
No. Texter Dan from Upper St. Clair says, you guys just answered your own question. The national championship game you have zero interest in, but you are both like, I'll watch it anyways. Quit watching anyways. Read a book. Ron figured it out. LOL.
He sure did. It feels like an afterthought. But I'll say this, that the college national championship game always feels like an afterthought.
I'll say this. I won't watch the whole game. I'll watch parts of the game. I'm not watching the full game.
It used to be, okay, you know, the regular season ended a month and a half ago. Is this done yet? Like, I've forgotten about college football, and I kind of feel the same way about this. And then I see, I think the college football playoff as a whole was kind of a bust. The first round was a joke. The second round, all the teams that got byes were underdogs. I mean, the whole thing makes no sense. Now I see the ACC is talking about revamping their conference championship, where the regular season champ gets a bye and the 2 and 3 teams go to the conference championship because you don't want your number one team risking itself. What are we doing here? This is so stupid. Do you agree?
The season is pretty long. I don't like the lulls that they have in the schedule. Like, it takes 3 weeks to get to a bowl game.
Yeah.
For just regular college events, college bowl games, like Pitt's bowl game the day after Christmas.
That's why this is an afterthought, Limit.
And the games are on, like, I like that they're on the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day schedules, but the middle of the day on like a Wednesday, like the Orange Bowl is on a Thursday and the Cotton Bowl is on a Friday. Really?
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank
very
you,
kindly.
Mr. Hester.
Good night, Limit.
See you tomorrow.